This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Right now, we welcome in Jermaine Illuminor. This giant cone is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jermaine, I wish it were under better circumstances, but another bad effort from you guys. I was shocked and disappointed, honestly, with the way that the Eagles pasted you guys. I want to start, though, with the offensive line. What's going on? Are you going to be moving over here? Is Azudu able to handle this with the absence of Thomas? How are you guys going to try to fix what's broken on the offensive line after the absence of Thomas?
Yeah, I think, you know, Easy did a I think he did a good job. Obviously, the sacks were a little technique things. But if you go back and watch the tape in the second half, it was really quiet on his side, especially him going against a great player like Josh Sweat. So I think it was good for him to go in there. And, you know, a lot of times with a young guy, it's kind of like trial by fire, and you have to go in there and get burned to realize what you have to do and what you have to work on in order to be better. So I think in the long run, this would be good for him and his confidence. I mean, obviously, offensive line-wise, we didn't play up to our standard. And we can do better to, you know, give DJ way more time in there, you know. So, yeah, we just need to try and be better.
And you guys have been a good unit all year long, and I know it's hard to lose Thomas, who's arguably the best left tackle in the league, but still you got to be better than what was shown Sunday. Was there any talk to you moving over there, Jermaine?
Me, personally, you know, I think people kind of don't understand how hard it is to move from one side to the other, and I don't really see a comparison to try and make it easier for the naked eye to understand how hard that is. Like, well, I'm sure I did it because I was under certain circumstances and I was really trying to show people my value. And this year, I feel like I'm showing my value at right tackle and just how, you know, good I can be there. And, you know, I think I'm getting the best there and my comfortability and how comfortable I am there. So I think that I can help the team more by sticking there and, you know, giving left tackle, whoever it is, more help and just leaving me on an island. That's just how confident I am going against whoever it is I have to go against,
yep.
Especially this week. So, yeah, I mean, if it was up to me, I would stay over there and, you know, give the team more flexibility to slide to the left more and, you know, give Easy the help if he needs it. But, I mean, a lot of times, too, he was on an island also. And he held up pretty damn well, if you ask me. Like I said, he's a young guy being thrown into the fire at left tackle with all eyes on you in New York. So obviously everything's going to be heightened. And, you know, like I said, he knows that the two sacks he could have done better, but he learned from that in game and improved in game, which was really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, you know, not everybody had such a favorable view of the left side of the line, really the entire line. I want to play something for you, and I want to get your reaction. So this is arguably the greatest of all time. Bill Belichick, yesterday with McAfee on your offensive line.
The Giants thing I don't really understand. He was their best player, you know, for a couple million dollars more they could have kept him, I guess. You know, instead they got a guard or somebody, I don't know, the offensive line doesn't look very good. I mean, they're playing a guy at left tackle who shouldn't be playing left tackle. Evan Neal is drafted in the first round. He doesn't play. You know, they have some UFA guards that are pretty suspect. It's a tough line. And honestly, I thought that, you know, the quarterback is trying to hang in there. It's been tough sledding.
Now, I know that that's got to make you angry, but is that unfair how Belichick characterizes those five guys on the offensive line?
You know, Bill was my coach before, and, you know, I talk about how much I disliked New England. So, you know, whatever Bill thinks is what Bill thinks. You know, everyone's free to have their opinion. I don't really care about his opinion. But, you know, we've been one of the best units when it comes to pass blocking in the league. And then also run blocking wise, when we have the opportunity to run block, we've been pretty damn good too. So, like I said, I could care less what a coach outside the building who's Maven coach right now has to say. And that's not a shot towards him.
Yep.
Obviously, he's a legendary coach. But, yeah, I could care less what someone outside the building has to say about our unit when we've been one of the best in the league. So, yeah, there's a lot of worse situations than ours right now. So, once again, I stick with my guys and I'll ride for my guys 24/7. And we've been against some pretty damn good defensive lines and done our thing. So, you know, like I said, just watch us this week on Monday Night Football, and we'll see what Bill's saying after that.
I respect that. And listen, you've projected that from the first time we've had you on the show. You're a straight shooter. You got a lot of pride. I'm sure you're a great teammate. But the bottom line is, you guys got to score some points. And this isn't just the offensive line. This is everything at home. 6 points, 7 points, 3 points. Why don't you guys score?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I guess, you know, obviously everyone, there's a lot of reasons why that doesn't happen, but at the end of the day, if me as an offensive lineman is the right tackle, if I try to worry about the things that I can't control, then that would just drive me insane. So, you know, I try to preach to the guys and all the young guys and just the team in general, you know, you got to control what you can control. Like, I can't control how many points are scored at MetLife or in a game in general. I can control blocking the guy in front of me and doing a damn good job of doing that. So, you know, it, obviously we need to score more. We have a, in my opinion, we have a Super Bowl contending defense, but offense, we just haven't played the part and played up to that standard and that level.
But why not? Why? You see the film. Why not? What's wrong?
I just think we just need to all do a better job just executing. And, you know, if it's one person making a mistake, and, like, for instance, if they, like, the offensive line lets up a pressure when Malik or Slate or Wendell is wide open, it's one of those things. And, you know, sometimes it can be good, like, protection, and just no one's open or the defense just does a really good job of covering all the receivers. And, you know, so it's people just taking turns doing things that ultimately are going to hinder the offense and hold us back from doing what we need to do.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Jermaine Illuminor of the Giants, of course. How about Deonte Banks, Jermaine? I'm sure you've seen the film. I mean, it's just unacceptable. And he's a player that I liked last year. You weren't here last year. I know that. Deonte Banks was, I thought, a good young player a year ago. But when you see that type of effort, what's going through the locker room when a guy dogs it like that?
He knows that. I mean, we all know, you know, obviously he can be better. He's a great player. He's a great teammate. He's a great person. And obviously he's upset with his effort, and he knows that he will do better. And, you know, obviously the NFL is a standard, so he understands that, and he knows that. So, you know, I think that one thing being in New York that I've learned is a lot of the negatives will be heightened instead of the positives, you know. And that Tay's played his ass out the last couple of weeks. You know, you've seen some of the number one receivers he's gone against, and he's been doing a tremendous job against them. So, you know, that's not Tay. Tay knows that. And like I said, Tay's been great this year. But it's just those little things that the young guys go through that they just have to get out of their game and their system, which I think he's doing a better job of. But, you know, I think people forget he's only a second-year guy being us to be on the island against some of the best receivers in the league. You see, we played against A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, DK Metcalf, like all these freaking tremendous receivers. And he's done a great job against them being a second-year guy holding his own on the island. So I think that, like I said, it's just little growing pains that a lot of the young guys go through. I certainly went through them. Shoot, I went through them last year, and it was my seventh year. So, like I said, just little growing pains, I think, here. They break that habit and they break that tendency and they become even a better player because of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you as far as thinking he's still a good player and I believe in him and it shouldn't be all negativity. However, that is unacceptable. And I know the head coach has an issue with it, but is that something that the players please? Like, Jermaine, there's no defending that. He could be a good player. He could be on an island by himself. He could still be a young player that's learning. Guys on a football field, quarterback's running toward you, and you don't try to tackle them. That would piss me off as a teammate. That doesn't upset you? The players don't police that? They just chalk it up for a young kid making a mistake?
I will say, too, that this isn't a knock on, you know, people who make the rules or the refs or anything, but a lot of days in today's NFL, sometimes when you hit the quarterback a certain way, you can get flashed for unnecessary roughness. Like you saw it against the 49ers and the Chiefs, you know, Patrick Mahomes looked like he was about to run out of bounds, and the defense, the thing with the linebacker could have came and smoked him, but he didn't because he didn't want to get flagged. And Mahomes faked it and kept running upfield. So I think there's, it has to be like a happy medium between, you know, if the quarterback is inbounds and you can hit him how you want, and if he's about to run out of bounds and, you know, if he's still in play, then you can still hit him. But I just think we've seen a lot of times that anytime a defensive player tries to smoke a quarterback, you know, refs are really quick to throw flags. So, you know, I don't know what Taylor's thinking on that. I can't tell you what he's thinking. Like I said, he's a great teammate. He's a great player, and he's one of my guys. So, okay, obviously, effort is a big thing in the league, and you have to give your all every single play. He understands that. He knows that, too. So, like I said, I don't think you'll see that much on film anymore because they learn from that and grow from it.
There you go. I like it. All right, so we're talking to Jermaine Illuminor of the Giants, of course. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Hey, I mean, right up there with the best fan bases in football, certainly in our city. Giant fans are awesome. It sounds a little different this year at MetLife, and even points of last year you weren't here. I get that. But you feel like the Giant fan has given up on this team this year, like they don't believe that you guys can do anything?
You know, I feel like we just have to put a better product on the field for the fans. You know, I still think about that first game, and it was my first game at MetLife, and how, you know, I'm not really used to having home field advantage because I've been in Vegas for the last 3 years, and Vegas is such a hub that you tend to get a lot of these away fans coming to games. So a lot of times I had to, you know, be in silent count at home. So this is kind of the first time in 3 years I've been able to actually use cadence at home and hear the quarterback go through his cadence and things. So, you know, it's a great fan base. The fans are awesome here. You know, they show me nothing but love. And, you know, I try to go out there every single day and every single game and, you know, show them just how much I appreciate them through my play. But, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, we need to put a better product on the field to get these fans behind us. You know, I look at teams around the city, like the Knicks, the Mets, the Yankees, like those, like the MSG, Yankee Stadium. I don't know what MetLife Stadium is called. You have to forgive me. I think the City Field thing, I think.
Yep,
I'm not sure.
Yep, City Mets.
But,
yep.
You know, I've just seen those atmospheres. Their atmosphere has just been ridiculous because, you know, when you win in this state, in this area, the fan love is going to be ridiculous. So, you know, we need to be better for them. We need to put a better product on the field, and we need to, you know, give back to them because, you know, the fans give so much. And, you know, this is a fan-driven league, and, you know, it's great when you're winning in this league because the fans are going to be behind you, and it's hard for fans to be behind a team that's not winning. So, like I said, we need to do better on the field. We need to win more, and we need to just give the fans something to cheer about.
Listen, one of the things that we discuss, and this has nothing to do with you. I'm not even going to put you in a rough spot here. You don't even need to comment on the Jones stuff with the contract, the guarantee. That's stuff for us. However, what I would like to know, like, what does Drew Lock bring to the table? If he's ever called to play regularly, what's he really good at? What do you see in practice?
Yeah, Drew's a hell of a teammate, a hell of a guy. You know, he's a really cool guy, too. I've seen him progress through the league, obviously, when he was in Denver and then when he was in Seattle. And, you know, he helped him win a couple of games. And just, like, the energy he carries is really cool, and it's really contagious. And the confidence he carries as well. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He has a great arm. And he's able to make plays. And the swagger he has is, you know, it's really cool to see. And, you know, like I said, he's a great player. That's why he's in the position he's in. And that's why he's an NFL quarterback. You know, he started in this league a lot, and he has a lot of experience.
Hey, you guys could use a little swag. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we need to just, like I said, we just need to be better and execute better and just have more fun doing it and just give, just have, like you said, just more swag. Like, a lot of the NFL offenses that are the best in the league, they have a swag to them. They have just a, like, that it factor to them, and we need that, but it's more so we just need to execute in order to get that. So, you know, I truly don't think it's that far off, and honestly, you know, like I said, a lot of people won't believe me or buy into it because it's been 7 weeks now, but, you know, I was looking at the records of a lot of teams, and there's a lot of teams with we're one game behind or one game in front of, so, you know, we're not the only team trying to figure that out, but, you know, the team that figures out the quickest is going to be the team that's the most successful that will have the Lombardi Trophy in February. So, and I'm not making any projections, nothing like that. I'm just saying that, you know, we're not the only team going through little growing pains right now. Or, you know, we have like a wall in front of us we just need to smash down and get through. So, like I said, we're get through that, and, you know,
shoot, I can promise y'all that me, myself, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to do everything I can to help this team win and put this team in the best position that I can possibly do as a right tackle in this league.
Last one for you, Jermaine. You pumped me up before with your comments toward Bill Belichick. Oh, yeah, let's watch him against us, the Steelers, on Monday Night Football. Give Giant fans, give us a reason to believe in this team. So I'll be honest with you, I still do believe, not playoffs necessarily, but I believe in Dable. I believe in your team in the trenches. Pump Giant fans up about why we should still believe that the season at 2-5 isn't over and you could right the ship Monday night in Pittsburgh.
I mean, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't always make comparisons, but you look at the Packers last year, I think they started 2-5 and they made it to the playoffs and went on a little run. And, you know, I'm not making any comparisons at all, but it's definitely doable. You just have to have the team buy in, but then also just, you know, the way we play as an offensive line, the way we're going to play as an offensive line. And, you know, we've been against some great defensive lines, and this, I truly believe this is a O-line, D-line driven team. We have one of the best D-lines in the NFL. We have the best nose tackle, /3 tech in the NFL. Probably actually, I take that back. We have the best defensive player in the NFL in Dexter. We have one of the best ends in the NFL in Burns. You know, Bobby O is one of the best linebackers. Aziz is balling right now. Mike is balling. Our secondary is balling. You know, we have one of the best young receivers, if not one of the best receivers, period. And Neighbors. Slate is a great player. Lundell is a great player. Devin and Tracy are great backs. You know, Daniel, when he has the confidence to do it, is he can freaking sling it with the best of them, and we can run. And so this team has all the freaking talent that we need to win. We just need to put it together, which we will, and we're trying really hard to do. And then also, like I said, the offensive line, we're a real confident bunch of me individually. I'm going to go out there every single day and give it every day I've gotten. You know, I'm excited to go against TJ Watt this week. You know, I've been going against him for 3 years now. So
yep.
If Bill wants to watch someone play an offensive line, just tell him to watch me.
Whoa! Yeah, I like it!
All right.
Hey, we're going to get a little, like, if you pancake Watt or something, you're going to turn around and kind of mock or celebrate to the camera to Belichick. You got to give Bill a little shout-out some way, no?
Nah.
Yeah. You just let the play do the talking for you.
You have to do it consistently. You know, I've seen, like, I mean, you see all these guys, you know, you can't have one good play and then the next play you give a freaking sack. You know, so yeah. I don't believe in that. I just believe in just going out there and doing my job and just being confident doing it. And like I said, I'm a confident guy.
It's a humble warrior.
Love it, Jermaine. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck Monday night.
Of course. Appreciate y'all.
I know it was tough, BT.
That's a tough spot to be in if you're him. And he's a gentleman, and he's all class. And I want to see you turn around for him. But, yeah,
TJ Watt.
We just hit him tough. There wasn't one good thing to bring up, and it wasn't. Yeah. We don't want it. We prefer wins. We really do. But it's going south hard for the Giants.
I do think we got to do
what we got to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.